simplified, Zen Buddhism. Generated by the ship's computer, read by Latrina Splatch. Zen Buddhism is all about finding peace and understanding through simplicity and direct experience. It started in China as Chan Buddhism and then spread to Japan where it became Zen. It's not about following strict rules or rituals, but about getting to the core of who you are and what life is all about. The central practice in Zen is Zazen, which is basically sitting meditation. You sit down, focus on your breathing, and let go of all the thoughts buzzing around in your head. It's not about achieving something or getting somewhere. It's about being present in the moment. This helps you see things more clearly and feel more connected to the world around you. Zen also has this concept called Kensho or Satori, which are moments of sudden insight or enlightenment. It's like when you finally get a math problem you've been struggling with, but on a much deeper level. These moments help you understand the true nature of reality and your place in it. Zen isn't just about sitting and meditating, though. It's about bringing that mindfulness and awareness into everything you do. Whether you're washing dishes, walking to school, or talking to a friend, you try to be fully present and engaged in the moment. Another cool thing about Zen is its emphasis on simplicity and minimalism. It's about stripping away all the unnecessary stuff in your life, both physically and mentally. This helps you focus on what's truly important and find a deeper sense of contentment. Zen teachings often come through stories, poems, or koans, which are like little riddles or paradoxes. These aren't meant to be solved logically, but to push your mind beyond its usual patterns of thinking. They help you break free from your usual ways of seeing the world and open up to new perspectives. In a nutshell, Zen Buddhism is about finding peace and clarity through direct experience and mindfulness. It's about being fully present in every moment, understanding your true nature and living a simple, authentic life. It's not about following a set path, but discovering your own way to enlightenment. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed having your mind blown as much as I enjoyed blowing it. Computer, end program,